2 weeks ago, I gave you a limit of 6 more games to end this sequence of draws. 5 of these have now passed. If today's game does not produce a decision, the match is void.
All eyes in the world of chess, and indeed many eyes outside it, are turned towards Bangkok, Thailand today, where the final match in this gripping encounter has just been launched with ceremonial splendor. And all the talk is of the recent and sensational loss of form of the world champion, who seems certain to surrender his title here today.
1866, Wilhelm Steinitz, 1894, Emanuel Lasker.
How straightforward the game, when one has trust in one's player.
1921, Jose Capablanca.
And how great the relief, working for one who believes in loyalty, heritage, true to his kind, come what may.
Though it gives me no joy, adding to your satisfaction, you can safely assume your late, unlamented employee knows if he wins, then the only thing won is the chess.
It's the weak who accept Audrian truths about freedom, prostituting themselves, chasing a spurious starlight. Trinkets in airports sufficient to lead them astray.
Does the player exist in any human endeavor who's been known to resist sirens of fame and possessions? They will destroy you, not rivals, not age, not success.
Sooner than me, when they discover their domestic bliss is shelter for their failing. Nothing could be worse than self-denial having to rehearse the endless trial of a partner's rather sad demands prevailing.
As you watch yourself caring, triumph
trusted you.
Nothing you have said is revelation. Take my blues as read. My consolation, finding out at last my one true obligation.
Since you seem to have shut out the world of lads, then maybe I should cut out my tiny inessential world, inconsequential in the kind of games you're playing. How do you do it? I try to be that cynical, but blew it. I only changed your life, you left your home, your wife. I'm not surprised I slipped your mind.
Nothing you have said is revelation. Take my blues as read. My consolation, finding out at last my one true obligation.
Listen to them shout, they saw you do it, in their minds no doubt that you've been through it. Suffered for your heart, but in the end a winner. We have never heard such an ovation. Who could not be stirred? Such dedication, skill and guts, a model for the young beginner. They're completely enchanted, but they don't take your qualities for granted. It isn't very often that the critics often, nonetheless you won their hearts. How can we begin to appreciate the work that you put into? You're calling through the years, the blood, the sweat and tears, the late nights, the early stars. There they call again, your deeds in flame, then pride and wild, but then the ones who tame them, if they want a part of you, who really blame them?
And so hated my success.
Well, I won't crawl and you can sleep back to your pawns and to your dogs.
And every poisoned word shows that you never understood.
Liar.
Never.
Liar.
Never.
Liar.
Never.
Anatoly Sergeyevsky is the winner.